comes from the direction you're going to deliver the pit, and he comes round in a half circle, so he faces the man digging the pit. And the man digging the pit throws him up on here, still on the slab, and the man with the horse on the board, the man with the slab, he can take 21 like that on the slab, you see. So 3 sevens or 21. The man can dig three benches, and when he's got the slab loaded, he goes up and deposits them and back round again. But he wants an old horse and a quiet one, because in the summer, as the flies are about, a younger horse wouldn't stand still long, you see. I've had a horse down there years ago when the ground was clear, but not all the roots got out, and you had to dodge all these stumps, and if he got hitched in there, he'd sort of get frustrated and he may take off with your slab. He's done that before, you see. So that's another way of digging them, you see.
Right. It does take out the work of the man with the wheelbarrow, doesn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah, that's the idea. Oh, yes. Quite a bit. Now, you can also change over with the man with the horse, you see.
That was usual, was it? You changed over...
Oh, yeah. Regularly. Well, yes, if you felt that way inclined. I mean, say, to fare on each...
Tell me about loading the boat.
Well, you push them on, load them, throw them in, and then when you got up to the edge of the boat, you had to pack them round, stop them falling in the ditch. And then when you got your thousand on, you just hop across from the wheelbarrow with a bit of luck onto the top of the boat, and then you had to pull it back round to the main ditch from Cuckoo Ditch. Cuckoo Ditch used to run off left, almost down to Ascot Corner. There was a signal post then when the railway was there, and just this side of Cuckoo Ditch. Then you had to pull it back up to Sharpham Crossing. And that was the hardest work, pulling the...
How did you do that?
Pulling with a rope. The two men pull a rope. Like a horse would on the side of a canal.
And were they both on the same side?
Oh, yeah, the men were on the same side.
And were they both pulling one rope?
Oh, yeah, both pulling one rope.
How did you pull the rope?
Well, you pulled it with your hands. And then if it came into the side, touching the bank, you had to have the pole and push them out again. Push the boat out again. Because you understand, if you're pulling the boat, eventually come into the bank. Then when you got up to the Sharpham Crossing, you could pull them up and do the opposite way round, pull round to the left, so that you can load them onto a cart straight on the road. And if you'd done two load in the winter time like that, you were lucky, say from 10 o'clock to 4. Because this was going almost a mile down the railway ditch, you see, from Sharpham Crossing.
And you take them back to dry land and put them into a rick?
No, they were already dry. They would be put onto a cart for delivery, you see.
Oh, for delivery?
Yes.
Oh, so they'd be on higher ground in a rick?
No, they were on higher ground where you had to fetch them, but as I say, you couldn't get down the drove. That's when the boat came in.
Oh, I see. You could get down by the water, but not by the drove. Oh, I understand.
By the drove, yeah.
Right. Because it obviously gets very wet down there then in the winter.
Oh, yes.